Welcome to Cleveland Clinic's Health Extra Podcast, keeping you up to date on the latest news in health and medicine.
If your eyes often feel like there's something gritty and sand-like in them, you may have dry eyes. Other symptoms of dry eyes can include itching, redness, and blurring of vision, as well as excess tears running down the cheeks, which may seem confusing. This happens when the eye isn't getting enough lubrication, and it sends a distress signal through the nervous system for more lubrication. In response, it's flooded with emergency tears. However, these tears are mostly water and don't coat the eye surface properly, says Coli Institute corneal specialist Dr. Benny Jang. The eye depends on the flow of tears to provide the moisture and lubrication needed to maintain vision and comfort. Tears are a combination of water for moisture, oils for lubrication, mucus for even spreading, and antibodies and special proteins to fight infection. These components are secreted by special glands around the eye. When there's an imbalance in this tear system, dry eye can result. Other causes include air conditioning, heat, or other environmental conditions, as well as certain medical conditions, such as rheumatoid arthritis. While dry eye cannot be cured, symptoms can be lessened. Artificial tear drops and ointments are usually the first treatment. Many brands are available over the counter. No one drop works for everyone, so you might have to experiment to find the one that works for you. If you have chronic dry eye, it's important to use the drops even when your eyes feel fine to keep them lubricated, Dr. Jang says. Sometimes it's necessary to close the ducts that drain tears out of the eye. Temporary plugs that dissolve in a few days or weeks can be used to see if symptoms improve. If they do, permanent plugs can be inserted later. Many patients find that plugs reduce their need for artificial tears. For eyes that still are dry, the prescription medication Restasis has been found to actually increase tear production. Another option can be surgically closing the ducts that drain tears into the nose. This is permanent. If you're concerned about dry eye, talk to your eye care provider about which options may be right for you.
The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only and does not replace the advice of a physician. For more information about this topic or to listen to other Cleveland Clinic podcasts, log on to clevelandclinic.org/podcast.